Welcome back to another edition of PPPD, edition of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host of this daily weekend edition of the Purple Project Podcast, talking all things Kansas State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas. I am currently recording this on Friday night, August 19th, 2022. This will go out tomorrow evening ahead of the postcast of K-State volleyball game. The preseason game against Wayne State as well. So much content being posted this week in the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Played 2 this week. Episode 114 and 115 of the weekly editions now out wherever you get your podcast. Yes, I'm speaking to existence as I'm sitting here recording on Friday. So we'll go out tomorrow night. But yes, we had Matty Gage on the show. The director of on-campus recruiting for Kansas State. That's been getting a lot of attention, and that was a really fun episode. In-depth conversation. Maddie tells us the ins and outs of her position there. I'm not going to spoil it. You guys will have to subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast and download that. That has been a killer of an episode there. And of course, episode 115 focuses on recapping K-State women's soccer home opener, a loss to Northwestern last night. And, of course, looking ahead to the weekend, K-State volleyball, as I mentioned, will be playing in about 2 hours, something like that. So when this episode goes up, that preseason matchup, their only one for K-State volleyball, will be in the books. So with that being said, this got kind of – I came across this last weekend, and I'm pretty sure – maybe the game, the radio station here, 93.3 came in, probably touched on this, but overall, this guy probably got swept under the rug here. Wyatt Hubert, former talented defensive end for Kansas State, who went on to get drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, did turn in his retirement last weekend due to health concerns, which is very unfortunate. He got drafted either last year or the year before, and then like a week in, got hurt, season-ending injury, and then to make matters unfortunately even worse, had dealt with some health issues that we don't know about. But that's unfortunate, sad deal there for Wyatt there, who was a force to be working with on the football field for Kansas State, defensive end, who I got to see plenty of times while I was at K-State there as well. A very unfortunate situation there as well. But thinking about your health, that's a kudos though to Wyatt there for thinking about his health first. And we're in an age now where some people don't think about that. Some athletes don't think about that. But he's in that category of Kurt Busch. For those of you who don't know where Kurt Busch is, he's a NASCAR Cup Series driver who has sat out for the last month due to suffering a concussion at Pocono, and he's thinking about his health first as well, so he's in that category. But kudos to Wyatt Hubert to acknowledging that as well. A lot of you hear nowadays that, you know, athletes are scared, hide this type of thing, and they put themselves on the line, whether that's football, especially football, NASCAR, basketball, baseball. It's all down the line, right? So you have to think about your health there. And Wyatt, as young as he is, did that. And I'm going to read this here, coming from Wyatt Hubert from last week, saying this, quote, "After many conversations with my coaches, medical staff, agents, and family, I have decided to step away from the game of football and retire from the NFL. It has been a tough decision to make The root cause of this decision is my physical health. Unfortunately, I have dealt with many injuries that have taken a permanent toll on my game, body, and performance on the field. This decision has been difficult and humbling, as I have been blessed to have made it to the NFL and be drafted by a great organization in the Cincinnati Bengals. Although the game of football is over, the things I've learned from football will be with me always. The values, morals, beliefs, and especially the friendships. I want to thank everybody who has helped me and who has been with me through my career. It has been an experience that I will never forget. I wish nothing but the best to my coaches, staff, teammates in the Brown family and Bingo Nation. And he goes to say the quote-unquote favorite saying for the Bengals, who day, sign, Wyatt Hibbert, 56. That was his post out there. You have not seen it on already. Please go and check it out. I think it's been kind of been overlooked a little bit. Maybe one K-State podcast might have touched on this. I have no idea as a course podcast, but I feel like, oh man, this guy kind of got overshadowed and probably something that we should have talked about there, but it's going to get talked about now on the Purple Project podcast. Why not? So yeah, so definitely congratulations to Wyatt Hibbert. He was a force to be working with on defensive end there here at K-State. Very fortunate to watch him play in person, and he was a huge impact. Of course, he was a recruit of Bill Snyder to go along with that as well. We wish nothing wet but the best, and we'll see. Maybe something down the line. But it's early. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Are they there with that? I'm going to keep that on top secret for right now. So I'll let you know. But yes, definitely, you have not checked it out already. Or, first off, if you're not subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast, please do that as well. Content coming out of the woodworks, folks. Back-to-back episodes of the Pro Project Podcast this week. I already told you about Maddie Gage, which is getting a lot of looks there. Wonderful episode with her. A lot of fun. And then, of course, the weekend edition of the Pro Project Podcast, weekly edition, folks. Episode 115, looking ahead to the weekend, of course, and finally finishing up the Kansas State football roster of 2022, taking a look a little bit about the special teams and plenty more as well. So much to look forward to. Football season around the corner, 2 weeks from tonight. South Dakota going down, folks. Less than 20 days away here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I cannot wait to see Adrian Martinez live in person. I'll be there with the fam and hope everyone else who is not too busy comes out to the Bill and supports the Wildcats on that. The Pro Project Podcast. Get wherever you get your podcast. Don't sleep on this podcast, baby. The way we've been trending up baby steps. Since I launched this podcast on my own past couple of years, I did an Instagram post on it. Make sure you check that out as well. Those of you new to the show, welcome on board. If you've been supporting us for the podcast, my co-host Alex Aiden, since the beginning, or you've jumped on this summer or whatever time frame, we thank you for your support. We know we got a big, strong listenership in the Midwest. So definitely kudos to you guys. And definitely, again, like I always say, make sure you spread the word about the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, folks. We're about to begin football season. Soccer is underway. Volleyball begins next week as well. Cross country begins on the same day as football. So a lot of things going on. We're going to be adding the postcast. Not like we've been doing before, but it's a different name. So definitely, I will do the best I can to be covering this. This podcast doesn't just focus on football and basketball. We cover all things K-State. So again, got to get it in here while it's the weekend as well. That's going to do it for this edition. Again, stay locked. Keep the Pro Project Podcast locked for more coverage this weekend. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.